88 PDV mobile monitoring statewide to mankind.
KEASPA calling KEA-PDV.
Did someone call for KEA-PDV?
Yep, KEASPA here. You calling on the 52 call group or the 3126 call group?
I called in on the statewide 2 talk group, which is, I think, 56 maybe or 52 maybe. 52, and then coming into the pin counting site.
Gotcha, okay. I got a tracker on here. I was just wondering, it came through the source as 3126, which is brand-registered statewide, so I was just wondering, looks like you are now on the call for the 52, so I was just wondering if they were linked together. I appreciate you showing back.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for getting back to me, too. I'm not really sure how the Brandmeister integration works. I thought I had read that they weren't integrated or on the same network, but I'm honestly not sure how that works. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, from what I read, they are not integrated with Brandmeister, but I do have a tracker on it through Radio ID, and the source calls for 3126, which is the Brandmeister Michigan statewide group. So I just thought it was a little bit odd and piqued my interest to see if they actually were linked or not to Brandmeister.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think that would be the case because, well, I'm actually north of Standish and Sterling already. But when I get back in Bay County, I usually have my radio scanning statewide 1, by 2, and then the Brandmeister Michigan talk group. And I don't think that I've ever heard the statewide talk groups, statewide 1 and 2, going off at the same time as the Michigan one on Brandmeister. So that's not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. From the way I said, the source code 3126, so it piqued my interest. Up there in Pecanin, or where you said you're based out of, do you pick up the 3126, the Brand or the Brandmeister talk group for Michigan statewide?
I don't think that I can. I only got that. The only way I can access that is through the Bay City Brandmeister repeater. I don't have a hotspot. Give me just 1 minute. I'll see if I can hit it from here, but I'm highly doubtful I will.
Okay. I'm in the Dearborn Heights area, and we don't have no towers around here for Brandmeister, so I can't hear it either. So, and also don't have a hotspot, so. Kind of sucks, but, you know, DMR is not that big around here.
KEA-PVV. Yeah, I couldn't get into the Bay City Tower from where I'm at. That's no surprise. It seems like we've got the MI5 repeater in Bay City or Bay County, and then we've also got just a, I don't even remember who owns it, but another Brandmeister DMR repeater, and I think they only allow the Michigan talk group 48706, which is our zip code, so it's like a little local talk group, and then R5 AuxCom, which is an odd one. I don't hear a lot of traffic on that one.
Yeah, I'm down here in Dearborn Heights, and we had a repeater up in Detroit, but I believe it's down now. That was Brandmeister, but I tried to get into a Canada one. So, unfortunately, DMR is not too big around the Detroit metro area. So, I can only give it the MI5 repeaters, which we'll do, and hopefully DMR grows pretty soon, with all hopes.
Yeah, it seems relatively popular on the amateur side. You can go and get some, kind of higher-end commercial radios, and you can also jump into it with some cheaper and more affordable Chinese radios. And then there's kind of an abundance of DMR repeaters out there, whether that be Motorola, Hytera, or Vertex. So you can kind of get into it, relatively easily. I would like to buy a couple UHF repeaters in the future. I'd like to have some for GMRS. I've got a camp that I'm going to where I'd like to put a GMRS repeater. And then I wouldn't mind just owning another GMRS or another UHF GMR repeater and throwing that up somewhere too. But then again, you know, getting a site is kind of hard, and then feed line is where it gets really expensive if you've got a good tower that's got to run up instead of on top of a building. So, yeah, you should consider maybe picking up a repeater sometime.
Yeah, I've been taking a look at the hot spots around to like see what pops up in the area. I also am on GMRS, which is kind of big around the Detroit area. So most of the time I'm talking to guys on GMRS, and every once in a while I'll pick up somebody on DMR, and then my email will go off where I picked up you today, and so I jumped on real quick to see where you were. So I appreciate the conversation, and I'll look into some hot spots and some repeaters myself.
All right, great. Yeah, hopefully I'm still making it in. I'm relatively north of this repeater, kind of probably on the verge of its talk group, but on the verge of its range, but this repeater continuously surprises me. So have you been, if you're on GMRS, have you been keeping up on the FCC's comments on the linking of the repeaters?
Yeah, you're still coming in clear, so you're still hitting that repeater pretty good, I would say. Hopefully you'll drop off pretty quick. Yeah, I have been following the repeater linking debacle that we're going through right now, and I went somewhere down south. They took all the links out, and nobody can link together anymore. But MI8 up here, where they still have everything linked together, linked through the hubs, and everything still seems to be running fine. I've been to the 625 of Detroit almost daily. It goes down for maintenance every once in a while, but other than that, no problems.
Yeah, it's kind of odd with the FCC saying, I know they used to say you couldn't have it connected via, you know, telephone network or, you know, kind of like radio RF network. I don't know. Now they're saying you can't even have it connected via internet, so we'll see what happens with the MI8. And then I think you guys got some other link systems down there too, like the Michigami, is it?
Yeah, Michigami, I think that's closer to Toledo. Unfortunately, I can't get into that one. It's kind of hit or miss around here. I'm closer to, you know, like Detroit, and then there's one over in Canada, too, but I kind of can't hit either one of those. I think I'm just right outside of range of those. So all I can get into is MI5, and then, of course, MI8 with the GMRS.
Okay, very well. I can get into the MI5, or excuse me, the MI8 from Bay City, but my understanding is the Bay City MI8 repeater is just at a temporary location, like 30 or 40 feet above ground level, where they're hoping to get the 100 or more foot up off the ground here soon. So it doesn't have the best range in Bay City, but I hear they're looking to fix that.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple people in Bay City on GMRS, but we get hear people almost daily from Sheboygan, and then you know, if you get in there often, you probably heard Jack out there in Rochester. So yeah, quite a few people on that system almost every day. So that's pretty cool. I just wish more people would get into GMRS. It's a lot clearer and seems to be a little bit more fun.
Yeah, GMRS is a good stepping stone for some people. And it gets them into the radio world, and then eventually they start researching how to build a better base station and do a better mobile install. Next thing you know, they're studying for a technician ticket, and they become a ham, I think. So it all works out one way or another.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't put a damper on the link for GMRS, and then I get what they're saying with DMR. There's definitely a learning curve, and I think a lot of people like GMRS. It's kind of like plug and play, right? You just type in some numbers and you're ready to go. Or DMR, you know, with the color codes, time slots, all that stuff, it gets a little bit more intricate. So I think that may be a playing factor as well.
Yeah, definitely. I tell you what, one of the things I appreciate the most about this system is that there's no CW identifier going off all the time and not hearing static and squelch open up. It's pretty much dead silent while I'm monitoring it, and then if someone speaks up, they come in crystal clear. So it's I really enjoy that because I've got it set up to pretty much come on every time I turn my truck on and monitor the DMR talk groups. And it's real nice to not have static blowing up all the time or you know, crew chunking and stuff like that. So I like that about the MS5.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got to tell me nothing about the chunking. That drives me insane. And, yeah, I definitely agree with static and the clarity of DMR. That's why I said I wish more people would get into it. If we had more people on DMR like we have GMRS, I think everyone had a little bit more of a fun time. So hopefully it gets bigger here in the near future. I'm going to look more into that Mishigami here in just a few, see maybe if I can get into it. Maybe there is one closer to me. I just haven't found it yet. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've kind of stumbled across them on Facebook, and they seem all over the place. I'm just coming into West Branch here, so that tells you how good this repeater goes. And then I'll make one more comment on GMRS and DMR. I really wish that the FCC would allow for DMR modulation on GMRS. I mean, there's only a limited amount of repeater frequency pairs for GMRS, so if you could, you know, effectively multiply those by two, utilizing, you know, TDMA, that would be really nice, especially up here in Michigan where we can't use some of the repeater pairs due to Canada. But not only that, you know, if you could have a local talk group on a repeater and a link talk group on a repeater, that would be pretty awesome. So I know they've granted experimental licenses in California for GMRS and DMR. I think they stopped doing that, but maybe one year.
Yeah, I think we're quite ways off from that. We can only hope, right? So until then, we'll keep monitoring DMR and GMRS at the same time and see who we pick up and have great conversations. I know you're probably getting to the edge of the repeater, and I definitely appreciate conversation with you. KCA here, and then WFDM 94 on GMRS. If I ever hear you out there in Bay City, I'll definitely say hello.
All right, yeah, sounds good. No, it was good talking with you. Thanks for coming back to me. My GMRS call is Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788. And then my ham call is KE8PBB. So with that being said, this is KE8PBB, and I'll be clearing your file, 73.
Beautiful, sir. 73, KE8, FC.